Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced that people fleeing gang violence or domestic abuse in their home countries will no longer qualify for asylum, making their long-shot cases here nearly impossible. KUER's Whitney Evans spoke with a Utah woman who barely made the cutoff.
Angelica Alvarez still can't believe how she came to live here, in this house, after her already scorched life went up in flames. Just days before an immigration judge was to rule on what amounted to a potential life or death decision, her asylum claim, she barely escaped a fire in her West Valley City apartment.
I was with the baby and the other two children. We escaped the fire by jumping out of the window from the second floor.
The few possessions Alvarez kept in her apartment were lost. She attended her final asylum hearing disheveled and traumatized.
I know I was going to court confused, but I had to do it. It was like the fire. We had two options, either escape the fire or stay there and died. The court was like that.
The immigration judge ruled in her favor. And now, Alvarez may be one of the last people in the U.S. to be granted asylum because of gang violence or domestic abuse in their home countries. Alvarez and I sit in her sparsely furnished new home in West Jordan. Her son and nephew play video games in an empty bedroom. Clothes and blankets line the floor where they sleep. We sit on couches donated to her after the fire. Alvarez rocks her infant daughter as she recalls how she fled her native Honduras to escape her violent husband 2 years earlier. She didn't trust the police or her government to help her.
I remember when my husband used to sell drugs. He used to kill people. He used to steal from people. The family from the people that he killed would try to find him, and they would try to find me also and my children.
Alvarez says with her hospital cleaning job salary, she could only afford to pay a smuggler to bring two of her four children across the border. The trip became especially dangerous when she reached Mexico.
We walk, but we also travel by car. We were chased by the cartels called the Zetas. They were trying to capture us. The chauffeur of the vehicle we were in was able to get away from them, but I was terrified.
Alvarez said when she crossed the Rio Grande in South Texas in 2016, she turned herself into police and asked for asylum. I asked her if she didn't trust police in her home country, why she believed law enforcement in the United States would be on her side.
Because at that time, the word was that they were helping mothers with children.
Alvarez spent 3 days in detention without her children, but was later reunited with them at a migrant family shelter. They stayed there for 15 days before traveling to Utah, where two of her sisters live. As of December, nearly half of the roughly 2,000 cases in Salt Lake's immigration court involved asylum. One of Alvarez's sisters is still seeking protection. She might not be so lucky.
Her ex-husband is threatening her and has been very abusive. I am scared that she would be sent back with her children and something may happen to her.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently rolled back an Obama-era policy that accepted asylum claims like Angelica's. The administration's stance is asylum should only be available to people fleeing out of fear because of things like race and religion, not gender.
Asylum was never meant to alleviate all problems, even all serious problems, that people face every day all over the world.
Sessions highlighted a backlog of more than 700,000 immigration cases. He says immigration judges have found that the vast majority of those cases are eventually ruled invalid. Sessions says the system is being abused. But Salt Lake City immigration attorney Marty Jones says domestic violence victims deserve asylum in the United States.
Because the single biggest indicator of whether you're going to be a victim of violence in the world today is whether you're female.
Jones says in countries where there is no state control over unrest, violence falls heaviest on women. With the new Trump administration directive, it's going to be harder, more time-consuming, and expensive, she says. But it won't be impossible, which is why Jones won't back down.
When countries are completely unable to even begin to protect their women and children, then it is, in accordance with our international obligations as a country, our responsibility not to return people to their deaths.
You know how to play in the Xbox One?
Back in West Jordan, Angelica Alvarez says she has a hard time understanding the administration's logic about who deserves protection and who doesn't.
La verdad, mal me siento porque...
We don't leave our homes chasing an American dream. We leave our homes because we have no other option.
For now, Alvarez breathes a sigh of relief in her mostly empty home. She says she doesn't mind not having a kitchen table or a bed. Just paying rent right now is her most pressing concern. But she has some good news. She just found out her two other children received permission from the government to come live with her here in Utah. She thinks they'll be here by Christmas. Whitney Evans, KUER News.